Hey guys, and welcome to the Parochic Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today, I am joined by someone, but we are a man down. So, does that someone want to introduce themselves?
Hey guys, it's NoahDog54, or just NoahDog. And I'm the only other one for today. It's just me and Ethan this time around.
Yeah, so before we get into small talk, let me sort of explain as to what's going on here, because you're probably like, did John die? He must be dead if you haven't heard from him. And the answer is no, this is not the internet. I mean, you're listening to this on the internet, but it's not the typical internet standard. If you don't hear from them in 2 days, they're automatically deemed dead. So what I think happened is what was meant to happen was, the plan anyway, was he was going to boot camp for 7 weeks. So that's what his recruiter told him, that's what he understood, that it was 7 weeks. And he'd be back, I think I looked at it, he'd be back in like early June, I think it was when he was meant to be back. And as June approached, I'm like, okay, should be back any minute now. And then he never came. He never showed up, right? So I looked it up, and boot camp for the Coast Guard, it said 6 to 10 weeks. So I'm like, okay, maybe it was 10 and his recruiter just didn't know, or I don't think they would lie, but maybe they just didn't know or whatever. So I'm thinking, okay, 10 weeks, sure. Well, we'd still be okay with 10 weeks as long as he comes back on that week. And he didn't show up there either. So what I think happened, because what John told us is that he was going to go to boot camp. He would need to come back to his house for, like, less than a week even to get his stuff ready, and then they would ship him out for his first deployment. And he would be on his first deployment for, like, a couple of months, because it's just a recruit process, I think. And then he'd be going to school right after that. He'd be going to school for the Coast Guard. What I think happened is I don't think he got that extra week. Or I don't think he got to come back. I think he, as soon as boot camp was done, they shipped him off immediately. Which that would explain why he's not here. That would explain why he hasn't said anything yet. So yeah, again, he's not here. And because he's not here, John's usually the one that records these. So what I'm doing is I'm recording him, because Noah doesn't really have a means of recording it. And essentially I'm going to do my best to minimize as much white noise as possible, because John has a better computer and a better mic setup than I do. So what we'll do is I can use Audacity, hashtag not sponsored, by the way. And I can change it that way there's not much background noise at all, like white noise. That way it sounds basically the same as it would if John was here. Of course, with it being two people, you automatically know who's going to be the winner at the end of this episode. So John is unfortunately not here. We don't know when he's going to be back. If anything, if I'm correct on the fact that he got shipped out immediately, let's say it was 7 weeks, end of August, early September, it's hard to tell. And that's if he doesn't go straight to school afterwards, which, again, he wouldn't have any means. I mean, I guess he would have his phone for that. I think they allow phones in the school, and I know that because Axel was able to record and stuff. So that should be okay. But I think right now he's currently in deployment at his first, like, recruit place or wherever they put him. So yeah, it's unfortunate, but we got to move on. We can't just stop uploading. We're a podcast after all. We got to give you guys the content. And also, it's been, like, for us, it's been 10 or so weeks since we've done this. I was kind of missing it. I did give me some time to create some really good game shows, but unfortunately, I can't do game shows until John comes back. Because it'd be really, really boring if it was just Noah here. Because then, Noah, congratulations, you won the game show. Jimmy, you failed at your job, damn it. But there is no Jimmy, because it's just Noah here. So, yeah, it'd be kind of anticlimactic, and they wouldn't work anyway, because some of them are choice-based, some of them depend on each other. So, unfortunately, that does mean game shows have to be put at a halt right now. We did just do one for you guys anyway. We did just do one, so it's fine that they're going to be on a little break. But just so you know, don't expect a game show anytime soon until John gets back. Once he does, then I can go back into full swing. I have some really good ones lined up. Just the other day, I was cooking, bro. Call me Walter White. I was straight cooking in there. I came up with a really good, like, zombie apocalypse game show that's really cool. I'm not going to say the name of it. I was definitely having a lot of fun making these game shows, but that is John's current situation, at least what we can guesstimate as to what his current situation is. But Noah's here nonetheless. If two people were gone, then really we just have to skip that week, I guess. But luckily, me and Noah were kind of missing the podcast, so we're like, okay, we just got to jump right back into it without John here. And I think we'll manage. It's definitely gonna be different without him. But like I said, hopefully he comes back soon. So moving on to the actual small talk, how have you been, Noah?
Been alright, man. Just been working at my job. Like, I actually went and got a job, and I've been doing that for the past 10 weeks, yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Also, because it's been 10 weeks, Noah, they never got closure on your laser tag job. So what happened there?
Oh yeah. It never happened.
I wonder why that is.
It just never happens, but I did get a real job, so that's gotta count for something.
Oh, there you go. You get some money earning in. Yeah, as for me, it's been a loaded 10 weeks. I am a cameraman now. I am the cameraman. You know that reference if you play Phasmophobia. But jokes aside, I actually run an industry-led camera now for a company. It's pretty cool. I've been actually learning. I mean, I just started, so I've the first week I did it was 2 weeks ago, and then my second attempt was today. So it's been pretty cool. I'm also learning to drive now, and my first time on the road was pretty good. My mom even said I'm better than drivers that have been driving for 10 years, so I took that as a compliment. So yeah, a lot of stuff going on, man. And of course, YouTube, if you've been to my YouTube, you know we're still doing stuff over there. I haven't been streaming recently because my life has been really busy. So I'm sorry if you followed my Twitch. The Twitch isn't done or anything. It's not like it's just over. But I haven't had the time right now, because streaming is a huge commitment. Like YouTube in and of itself isn't a commitment, but streaming is even more so because you have to dedicate hours to that. And right now I don't have hours to spare because I'm working on a couple different things. I'm learning to drive. We've been going out driving for a while. So yeah. But other than that, I mean, obviously I'm not going to go over what every event that happened in the 10 weeks. But all I can say is my life's been pretty loaded recently.
Yeah. I think both of our lives have been pretty loaded as of lately.
Yeah, but it's for me it's been really fun because I mean learning to drive isn't terrible. The camera thing is awesome. I love it because I'm gonna be using a camera. When I get a face cam, I'm gonna be using a camera anyway, so it's a good start, and it looks really good on a resume. So yeah, I've been doing that. Obviously the podcast. You guys have been watching the podcast right now, but the podcast has been doing just fine. You guys have been buying the extended cuts, which I really appreciate. You guys, you know who you are. You've been doing that for the past couple weeks here. Obviously, we couldn't have mentioned it because those episodes are pre-recorded. But yeah, if you want to see, we'll plug them at the end as well. But if you're curious as to what an extended cut is, head on over to Patreon. Patreon, I know on the surface is a subscription service, which I know everyone hates, which is fine. I hate them too. But we do have what's called the Poker's Extended Cut, which is just like an extra episode you can just buy outright without dealing with the subscription stuff. So we'll plug them at the end, of course, but that's what I'm talking about when I say extended cuts. So if you're new, that's what they are. It's literally only if you want more content. If you don't care, then you don't care. If I didn't care about new content, why would I pay for content I don't care about, right? So that's only if you want new content. But I appreciate the people that have been doing that. You bought one of my favorites, which is called Wavelength. Or someone did. Someone bought Wavelength, which is one of my favorites we've ever done. I almost want to turn that into a full episode one day. But
Yeah, that was a good one.
yeah, we really appreciate your support, guys. Appreciate it. Even through the pre-recorded phase, we're now into the me and Noah phase until John comes back. So, but yeah. Any closing words for small talk, Noah?
It's been busy, but hey, I'm glad to be back on the podcast and actually happy to do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, we're gonna have a really good episode next week. If you're a Gordon Ramsay fan, stick around. Although I guess
Oh,
Noah will be the host, but I have a feeling he's okay with the idea.
yeah, I'm probably fine with it.
But yeah, so but I don't really, I mean, I have headlines, I guess. I didn't write them down or anything. Some pretty, I mean, obviously the world's still on fire as it always is. But one of the things I saw the other day that just kind of irked me really bad, was the Disney CEO, the CEO of Disney, I don't know his freaking name. Someone was they were in an interview, and they the person I don't know if they were secretly recording or if they because I don't know what state they're in, but if they were secretly recording, they must be a one party state. But either way, they were recording him, and he said that Disney is they're starting a policy where they will not accept applicants from people who are white. And in that moment, I'm like, okay, so let's flip it. Let's say he said the opposite. Let's say he said we're not accepting applicants from people who are black. That's called racism. No matter which way you look at it, that is called racism, whether it be blacks or whites. It don't matter. I don't care what race you're like excluding. That's called racism. So, and in my view, Disney's already done. I think Disney has sunk their ship already. And like, it's currently that Titanic. They've already struck the iceberg. They're already going down. Disney has made so many bad decisions that I think, like, you know, we talked a long time ago about this, that empires rise, empires fall. I think currently we're in the fall of Disney. Even film theory is talking about how Disney's failing. Like, when it's that mainstream, you know a lot of people are talking about it. And I will say the saving grace of this story is that when I looked in the comment section of the video where the guy was saying it, like all races united saying that was the dumbest thing they've ever heard. So I'm glad there's still some common sense in the world today, but it just really irked me that like he said that with a grin on his face too. He's like, yeah, we're not accepting people that are white. We want to extend our diversity department or whatever the frick he said. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, you know, here's a giga brain idea. Instead of trying to focus on diversity, you hire people that are good at their job, people that you're going to pay well, and you're going to focus on making actually good movies instead of sinking your ship. But apparently, they much prefer taking the first route, where they burn the whole place down and hire people that can't do crap. Like, why? That doesn't make any sense. When I read that, that really irked me. It's like, how dare you? I would never say, if I was an employer, I would never say to anyone, yeah, I'm not going to hire you because of your skin color. Like, that's the stupidest thing. That's the most racist thing I've ever heard. So, I hope that guy, the internet has been demolishing recently. Honestly, he deserves it. I hope he gets what's coming to him. But that is awful to say. So, like I said, the same grace of the story is that most people on the internet were in support of people that were angry about it, because that's obviously outrageous. So
yeah, that is something I wasn't expecting to hear today, but here we are.
Yeah, and like I said, we bring up topics whether they're good or bad. I try to bring up some good stuff once in a while because obviously you hear enough bad crap on the news, and we don't want to turn into the news or anything. But that's one of those things that you need to be aware of because that's just horrible. Like employer ever. And if your employer does this, get the hell out of that company immediately. If they ever say to you, yeah, you know, we're not going to, you know, if your skin color is a little darker, you know, maybe we'd consider you. Or on the opposite, if your skin color is a little lighter, we might have considered you. Then hit the ground running. Get out of there. Like, that is a terrible business strategy. That is going to sink your company into the ground. And that's just, beside from those two points, like, ethically, that is the most racist thing I've ever heard. So, yeah, I'm hoping Disney finally sinks. They're taking a long time to sink because they had a lot of money, obviously. But all their stuff, I forget who makes Inside Out, but they come out with Inside Out 2. That's really been the only thing so far in the past 10 years that they've made that might be decent. Even then, people are still questioning it. So, yeah, I'm hoping Disney kind of just sinks already so we can move on from their tyranny of garbage here. If you want to save it, fire the CEO. Fire that guy. Whenever he took over, everything went to crap. So fire him. Get someone who actually cares about quality, whether it be in people or in the productions they make. Get someone like that, and then fire that guy. Send him back to his house or something. Because like this guy is clearly not good at running the company, and he also is actively sinking himself with the statements he's been making. So yeah. But what was my other one? My other one was, well, it's been 10 weeks, so I didn't write these down. I probably should have when I was, actually, maybe I did. Maybe I did write this one down. I think I wrote down a good one, because I want to at least write down something good. But like I said, it's like, the world, oh yeah, I mean, I guess the debate happened a couple of weeks ago. I'm not political at all, so I didn't care to watch it. Like, I'll vote because it's a right that's given to me and that's fought for, but I don't care about, like, watching the stupid debates because I know it's going to be back and forth some crap that I don't really want to hear. The election is, when the election is coming up, if you have the ability to vote, please do. Like I said, I don't care who you vote for, as long as you're using that right that you're given to, because again, people are fighting for this, they're dying for it, so you better use it. If you're in the same boat as me, that you don't really care about, I mean, you care in the sense, but you don't care about, like, watching the debates or whatever, then that's fine, but just at least use your votes that you're given, because it's really important, so. I think I got rid of my thing, so I don't know where it is. Either way, you can... Oh, I think it's here. No, never mind. It's gone. All right, well, you know, it's fine. It's everything's up. Everything's playing. Don't worry about it. I totally had one written down. My phone must have just alt-deleted itself or something because it's not there, but,
Wait, I think that spirit that was on your computer went from your computer to your phone. It just deleted everything.
Yeah, exactly. See, no one understands it. You guys might not understand it, but you got it, because it's true. But either way, we're going to move on. I don't have a creator off the top of my head, but I think I do have this written down, but I don't know when I wrote this down. So this could have been from 10 years ago. It could have been in the first week that we stopped doing the podcast. Let me see. I think that's right. No, you want to talk to them for a second while I find it?
I don't really have anything to talk about while I try to find that, but
talk about the Disney thing if you want. You didn't really say. I mean, you said your thing on it, but
yeah, that is something you never want to hear from an employer, that they won't hire a certain race, because then that just makes everyone who wants to apply for that job not want to apply for that job. So they'll most likely go and find other jobs that will probably hire them and not base it off of, you know, race. It's probably the stupidest thing I've heard today.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did find it. So his name is Darren Levy. That's the channel name. This guy is hilarious. So basically what this guy does is he excels in shorts. I know he makes long form as well, but he excels in shorts. I catch him frequently. I believe he's Australian because he, first of all, drives on the left side of the road, like those weirdos. But also, everyone needs... So what his content is he's an Uber driver or Lyft, whatever. I don't know. I think it's Uber, though. And he films his job of, like, picking people up and, like, talking with them in the car and stuff. And it's always hilarious. He always picks up, like, the funny people that he talks with. He has a smoke detector in his car, and this one person, like, vaped intentionally to make it go off. And that was pretty funny. But, yeah, so he does a lot of good, cool stuff. His name is Darren Levy. So Darren spelled normally, and then Levy. Like I said, he makes long-form content as well, but he excels really much in shorts. Like, his most recent short I'm looking at, let me see how much... Yeah, 10 million views. So he's not exactly small, it's really good content. And that's just the one I'm looking at. I don't even think this is the latest one. If I go to most popular, sometimes he gets pulled over and it gets really funny, because he will get pulled over while his passengers are in the car. Because like I said, he's an Uber driver. So it's really fun. Oh yeah, his most popular is almost 50 million views. So yeah, he's not exactly small or anything. But I just want to point him out to people because he's hilarious, and also the content is really good. So there's another. If you want to add more people to your shorts feed, then go ahead, go add him. He's great. But with that being said, I think it's time to get into another serious topic. So it's been a little bit since we've done a serious topic because the 10th episode recently would have been the season finale. And obviously we weren't going to do a special one for that one because we wanted it to be a final send-off to season one. So
yeah.
We didn't want to make it depressing. But it's been about, if you want to count it in theory, it's been about 20 weeks since we've done a serious episode. But now we're back on the train until, of course, we get to the season two finale, which will be 10 years down the road. Me and Noah have agreed to, because I'm the host, obviously, but he came up with a good idea to do a men's mental health episode, because we've done a normal mental health episode before that was just kind of in general. We've done a suicide one, which is really important. Make sure you go watch or listen to that one. That one's really cool, and it has really good information in it as well. That's the two mental health ones we've done. We've briefly talked about men's mental health in the feminist episode, I think. Or the abortion one, I can't remember. Either way, we talked a little bit about it there, but we're devoting an entire episode about it today because it's because we pre-recorded the previous ones. But I think it's going to be over by the time this gets to you, but we're currently recording this in June, which, yes, I'm aware is Pride Month, but it's also Men's Mental Health Month, which also gets overshadowed by all this Pride stuff. So It's Men's Mental Health Month, and I've, like I said, it's going to be July by the time you hear this, but that's fine. It's still important to talk about because, you know, a lot of the culture that we live in, at least it's, I mean, it's sort of loosening a little bit, but a lot of our culture is, if you're a man, suck it up and keep going. Like, that's kind of the mantra, right? And sucking it up, I think, has its benefits a little bit. But if you suck it up too much, if you let it build for too long, that's when it becomes a problem. Like, I think in very high-stress situations, that's when you kind of need to suck it up and keep going. Because let's say your life is in danger. Your emotions can't stop you from doing what you have to do, right? So,
yeah.
But I think if you let that, if you let stuff build too long, that's when it becomes dangerous. So we're going to be talking about men's mental health today. And Noah, you had this idea, so I'm going to let you go ahead and start. Talk about whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's men's mental health related.
All right. Well, something I have thought about, well, actually thinking about this topic was men's mental health always kind of been overshadowed by things, like, especially with June being Men's Mental Health Month and it also being Pride Month. That Pride Month part is much more focused on, and the men's mental health part is way less focused on than normal. I don't understand why June was made a month for two things, but, you know, it was decided that it would be a month for two things to be celebrated. One's a little less celebrated than the other, and it's honestly, it kind of makes me lose a little faith in humanity, because the majority population in the U.S. is mainly men. The other half is women and the other people in the middle. But it's crazy how there's so many men in this world, and no one ever talks about their mental health. Like, we as men, we don't even really talk to each other about our own mental health, especially if we're struggling ourselves. Because, and this is from my perspective as a man, but we don't want to talk about it because we don't want to feel like a bother or a nuisance or something along those lines. And I kind of just wish it was easier for men to talk about their feelings and, like, how they feel.
Yeah. While you're talking there, I tried to look up, like, why? Because when you said that they were both the same, like, because I want to say, I could be wrong, and don't have any evidence to support this, but I want to say that Men's Mental Health Month came first, that was originally a thing, and then Pride took over, and then it kind of got overshadowed. I want to say that's what happened. I'm trying to look it up right now. What I did find, though, is I found this as well, that not every country acknowledges that June specifically is Men's Mental Health Month. For example, in the United Kingdom, all my UK people over there, across the pond, as they say, theirs is November. Men to support each other, they will grow beards, they'll grow mustaches, whatever, they'll grow facial hair to support each other in terms of, like, it's mental health, but also it comes with certain illnesses, like prostate cancer, which is really terrible. Looking at this one, what's this one? United Kingdom, it's raised aware of men's health conditions. These include mental health conditions, but also conditions like prostate and testicular cancer. That's what it's, testicular cancer. And so I think that's a really good way of doing it. Like, have it be mental health related, and also have a symbol of it. And that symbol is facial hair, which sounds, like, you know, a little ridiculous, but I mean, we're men, we can grow that easily. So, and yeah. I think that's really cool, because you can walk around town and be like, oh, he's been growing that mustache for a while, like, you know, that kind of stuff. And I don't, and they actually call it Movember. I'm not exactly sure why it's Movember. I guess. Oh, it's men grow. I think that's because M from men and O from go, I guess. I don't know. I'm not totally sure, but either way, I think UK is doing a good job. I think they're doing a great job of doing that.
It's actually pretty cool.
So yeah, but with the problem with the US, and I think this has been a long-standing problem for a while, is there's no balance. There's no equality here. Because what I mean by that is, like Noah said earlier, I think, well, I said it too, but like, I think pride, like, I, you know what, if you want to do, if you're an adult and you want to do what you want to do, go for it. I'm not going to stop you. My problem comes when you try to overshadow something else that's also important, and that I would almost say is more important based on suicide rates and by mental health rates. So when you decide to overshadow something like that, you kind of seem like you're antagonistic towards it. Because if you're intentionally trying to shelter it, that means you don't want it. And like Noah just mentioned, it's important to talk to each other. It's important to listen to each other. But it's hard to do that when society as a whole is trying to push it aside. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're the same. That's also, like, well, society as a whole has kind of made it hard for men to talk about their mental health as well, just because every now and then I'll go on TikTok, and I hate fucking going on TikTok.
Yeah,
but every now and then I'll go. Every now and then I'll go on TikTok, and occasionally I will swipe past a video, and there will be a woman that says, men's mental health doesn't matter, or men's feelings don't matter. And I just look at those videos, and I just think to myself, that's a very interesting opinion to have, considering men built most of the infrastructure and highways. Men have more of the most dangerous jobs, moreover than women, because, well, men are more willing to do dangerous jobs than women are.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you should put the word capable in there as well, and that's not to say women aren't capable of anything. What I mean to say, what that's actually saying is that we're different. We need to acknowledge that we're different beings. Like, we're still human, but we're different than each other. We're not the same. And so, like, I think there's this, like, what you just mentioned. There's, like, I saw a video the other day where, like, it was a guy that talked to a woman on the street. It was, like, L.A. or somewhere stupid. And, oh, yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, men don't, what was it, men's jobs don't matter. It's like, what? And then the guy was like, oh, so you want to work on an oil rig? And he showed her, like, a video of, like, how absolutely dangerous it is to work on an oil rig. Like, the waves are nuts. You can drown super easily. A strong wind could take the whole thing out. So, like, he showed her that video. You want to know what she did? Noah, guess what she did after that?
No idea what she do.
She walked away in silence. Well, tell me again what people do when they've lost an argument.
Yeah, they usually just stop talking or walk away in this case.
Yeah, they walk away angry that they lost. That's usually how it works.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just, and again, I don't want to ever, because we have an entire episode on women. In the family bond, we talk about women as well. I never want you to take this out of context and be like, oh, well, Ethan and Noah say that women are stupid and they can't do anything. No, I think women are capable of great things. They can do stuff that men can't do, for example. They are sort of the foundation, or one of the foundations of how society grows. Like, I think again, I'm making statistics up. I don't know the exact statistics, but I think most teachers are women because women have a nurturing state that's just genetically encoded in them, whereas men are more hardened. They're more critical. They're more like, what's the word I'm looking for? There's a word that exists in the dictionary that I'm trying to figure out, but you know what I mean? They're more nurturing. They're more like willing. They're there for your, they're there to support you. Right. Not to say that men aren't, but I'm just saying that's what, like, it's kind of in their genes, right? Like a mother will always be a mother at the end of the day, no matter who she's talking to, no matter what she says, she will always be a mom. And so, yeah, I don't want you to ever take that out of context. Putting it in this episode, if you ever say that we're saying something different, I'll show you this clip right here, because that's what I just said. But yeah, in terms of like men's mental health, right, it's one of the most important things. And also, I just read this as I was saying that the organization, the Healthline organization, says that men's suicide rates make up almost 80% of all suicides. 80%.
Yeah.
80. That means 20 is women. So 80. Like, and obviously, yeah, again, please, if you are ever, I don't know if it would help you all that much, but if you ever are feeling that way, please go listen to our suicide episode. We have a very important one. I think it's called The Power to Save Others. I think I need to check that. But either way, it's a very important episode if you're ever feeling like that, because that is something dangerous that you need to screw what society says. You need to reach out to someone. You need to talk to someone. It doesn't matter who you do it to, as long as it's someone you trust. Like, don't talk to, I mean, you can talk to a random stranger if you want. I just think that it might not help you. But talk to someone you love, talk to someone you trust, talk to someone that you know will listen. That's important as well. If you think that someone might not listen, then why would you ever go to them in the first place? So, yeah, we're not talking about suicide 100% today. We're going to touch on it, obviously, because that's part of mental health.
Yeah.
But we made a whole episode about that topic, so please, please, please go listen to that if you're ever feeling that way. And like I said, because I think in that episode we repeat ourselves several times being like, hey, if you ever feel like this, go make sure you talk to someone. Screw what society says. Screw what anyone else says. It's all about you in that exact moment. So go talk to someone, whether it be your friend, your mom, your dad, whoever is there to help you. Talk to them. That's all that matters.
Right. Yeah. But one thing that I also keep seeing on TikTok that, and I actually find this funny, and it does relate to men's mental health, but funny how on TikTok as well, I'll come across these videos. They go and they say, and it's usually most of the time a woman, but it's a guy asking a woman, would you rather be stuck in the woods with a bear or a man? And some way, somehow, the women always pick a bear. Pretty sure being stuck in the woods with a man would actually be more beneficial than being stuck in the woods with a bear.
Yeah,
if you really think about it.
My problem with social media is, right, you can't take everything at face value because a lot of stuff is what's called rage bait, where they script it and they tell the person on the street, like, hey, I need you to say this, I'm going to pay you after this or whatever. I don't know what they bribe them into saying it, because I know some people might not do it. But a lot of that type of content is called rage bait, and I just don't take it at face value because, like, if you really believe that a bear is going to be more useful to you for survival than a human, much less a male that's really good at surviving, then you're either stupid or you're playing around. Like, there's only two options there. You're either completely stupid or you're just joking. Right? So that's the problem with, I don't like TikTok, I think, is a cancer in and of itself, but I think in general, a lot of the stuff I see is, I'm trying to think. It's like, I saw it the other day. It was like, what was it? It was a video of a guy going up to another guy. Oh yeah, that's what it was. It was a guy going up to another dude. And he's like, oh, I forget his, I really wish, I should have did this for the creator show. Maybe I'll do that next week. But it's a guy that's like, hey, he gave him a slip of paper. And he really didn't say anything. He just kind of gave it to him and walked away. And on the paper, it just said, hey, your feelings matter too. Don't feel don't feel bad about telling someone about it. And it just says, keep going. You got this or whatever. So it was like this wholesome, like really wholesome message. And the dude was crying after that, like, because the guy that gave him the slip was like, that's the YouTuber. He was already gone, or like walking away. But the dude, like, obviously there's a secret camera somewhere that was on the dude, and he was in tears. Like, when someone's in tears about that, they haven't heard that in a long time. When someone gets teary-eyed of that you know that they haven't heard that in a long time, and that's sad. Like, that's really sad that he hasn't heard that in a long time. And I know that a lot of men don't. In fact, I watched this video a long time ago of a girlfriend made a video saying that I forgot what she said to him, but she said, like, your opinions matter, your feelings matter, whatever she said. And that guy also, like, he was on the ground. That's how much he was crying. And the girlfriend was so shocked that men don't get told that enough, and she was so pissed about that. Like, she was actually really pissed that men don't get told that enough. I really liked that video. It was one of my favorites that I watched personally. But but what do you think about that?
I've seen a few videos like that, and I always love seeing them because it really shows that men never really get told things like that. And I myself, I can say that I have never really had anyone tell me anything like that. And if I have, it was so long ago that I don't remember it. Yeah. Like, It's honestly depressing thinking about it, but the sad truth is, men usually don't hear that or anything remotely close to that. I remember, actually, about a week ago, I was at work, and my boss comes up to me, and I'm like, oh shit, she's probably coming to yell at me or something. And you wanna know what she did?
What?
She paid me a compliment. I myself have not been paid a compliment in years, man.
By paid a compliment, you
Hearing
mean
that?
she complimented you on something?
Yeah, she complimented me on doing a good job. And, like, I haven't got a compliment like that fucking ever in my time of working.
I was gonna say maybe in your work life, I've complimented you several times.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, in work life of working at a factory and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good
Like,
that that's the boss too. Like that's not even a coworker. That's like the boss, and it's important to have that kind of connection because, if you like, and you said she was a woman too.
yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like a lot of is she a CEO or is she just like your manager or something?
She's like my manager.
Because a lot of managers, I hate to say it, a lot of managers are not great. They really just care about the money. They really just care about getting paid. They don't care about their workers. And you can always spot a manager, a good manager, a good CEO, depends on what you want to call them. But you can always spot a good one when they do stuff like that, when they go out of
Yeah.
their way to compliment them on how good you're doing. Because a lot of managers, they'll do the opposite. They'll be like, "Hey, I noticed you put this cement a little too far to the left." You stupid idiot, do it the other way next time. They'll point out your problems. They'll point out what you did wrong instead of lifting you up with what you did right. Because what I like to do is I like to lift them up with what they did right, and then if there's something they can work on, I'd be like, "Hey, you did a great job with this. The only thing I would say is this was a little incorrect next time." So instead of going into it being like, "Hey, you're garbage, you're stupid, and you didn't do it right." Like, that's so rude. Like, obviously, I'm
Yeah.
exaggerating, but that's kind of dumb. And that's why I love managers that do that. And it sounds like your manager slash boss or whatever, she sounds great. So,
Yeah, she is.
shout out to you if you're watching this episode. You should tell her to watch this episode.
I mean, I would have to wait until next week to do that, but yeah, I probably could.
Well, I mean, next week is when it'd be up anyway, because if you tell her this week, it won't be up till Friday.
Good point.
But yeah, managers are like that is what really counts, because I think that's how society is structured. If you have mean managers, if you have mean bosses like that, I think society falls. I think it collapses, because then people don't want to work. Work leads to no like business. Like work leads to no money. Money leads to no businesses. Businesses lead to nothing. So like we're screwed. And like there's a lot of greedy companies out there that just don't care about their workers, and that's why I'll never work there. Like that's automatically a turn off for me. Is your workplace like a family owned company, or is it like a industry led company?
It's a company that, let me put it this way, we're not OSHA certified.
Okay, so either way though. My point being is that a good work environment is all you need for working, because like I mean, if you still hate the job, you probably should find a better job. But if you're okay with the
Well,
job, or even if you like it, and you have a good workplace relationship with people, then that's even better, because you're going to be much happier working for that company or working for that person if they're nice to you, and if you're okay, or you even like the job. If you hate the job and you hate your boss, you're going to be miserable. You're going to hate everything. And that's going to send you deeper into a mental state that you're not going to like. So I think that's great. I think that's the perfect example of how to be a manager, is to obviously manage your people, but also be kind, be nurturing, be like, tell them what they're doing good so they know to keep doing it. Like all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
right. What I actually like about my workplace is I got moved from what I was originally doing to a different department, and I actually really like this department because everyone I work with is so helpful and so nice that I actually like going to work on a daily basis.
Right.
Like, actually have, for once, such a good work environment that I actually don't mind going to work and being like, normal.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and also the article I pulled up before that talked about the suicide rates and the whatever I said before. It ends with this, and I think this is a perfect end stone to this. While Men's Mental Health Awareness Month is important, we must consider men's mental health year round. I think, and that's the final sentence. I think that is a perfect way to end that article because it's obviously talking about mental health. Acknowledging mental health year round, like sure, June can be a knowledge, or can be a month of full acknowledgement, but I think that I agree. It should be considered all year round because guess what? June might be the best time of the year for some people because it's the summer. They might have more time or stuff, or like all that stuff. Honestly, I think the most stressful time of the year for people is around Christmas, as the new year starts, as because like work can be so screwed up. Like I know, like I can't speak on it much because I just do YouTube and I make my own schedule. But Noah might agree. I know my mom will definitely agree that around the holidays and when the new year starts, work is so chaotic. It's not even funny. It's the worst thing ever.
Oh,
So like I would say like yeah, absolutely. Year round, people should be acknowledging mental health because guess what? If mental health, like bad mental health anyway, has taken too many people at this point that it's getting close to cancer, and that's what's really bad. Is cancer is an actual like thing that we are trying to prevent at this point, and yet society as a whole is just kind of pushing mental health aside, be like, they'll figure it out. It's like, no, it's not how that works. You need to keep prioritizing it. Otherwise, you're gonna have men being like, oh well, I've been told to just keep going and hope it gets better from here. When guess what? Sometimes it doesn't get better. Sometimes it gets even worse. Sometimes your life goes into such a wrong direction, you wonder how you got there. So like I think that's the takeaway from what I think of that is I think it should be acknowledged year round, and it's important to do that kind of stuff. You can't just prioritize it in just one month. Like sure, it's a good way of doing it for that month, but I think you should do that for every month. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Like, I really agree with that too. Men's mental health shouldn't just be in one month, it should be focused on as something that's focused on year round. And I would love to see that, but with the way this world is, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, well, with this podcast, we can push it towards a direction because obviously, that's actually funny because that's actually the one statistic I can't see for the podcast. I get to see all the analytics, like where you're from. Like I get to see who's watching us. I can see right now that people are watching us in Australia that I just talked about earlier. The UK has a big spike, so a lot of UK people, all my people across the pond, how you doing? It's probably what time would it be for them? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, shout out to you guys. There's people in there. What is that? Oh, Egypt! Egypt people are watching. All my Egyptians out there. I've never been to Egypt, but that's awesome that we have listeners in Egypt. But yeah, I'm just looking at this world map. It's all around the world. So like, we can help. Like that's like we're actively by just talking about it. And that's what this podcast is all about. Is I believe it's in the very description of the podcast. Yeah, it's hard to even have a conversation anymore, especially with someone you might disagree with. Our mission is to rekindle that lost idea by chatting about important topics and non-important topics. Obviously today is an important topic, and talking is literally the best thing to counteract like any form of depression, any form of mental health stuff. So like it's talking about it because you need to let it go. You need to let it out. If you just kind of let it burn inside of you, you're gonna end up burning yourself. Like obviously it's like a strange analogy, but you know what I mean. So yeah, it's just unfortunate. Like Noah said, it's just unfortunate that society is kind of pushing it aside as if it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Noah, you want to switch to something else? I mean, we're obviously the same topic, but you know what I mean? Switch to a different thing about it.
What I do hope we can show is, and I will hear this every now and then again from, every now and then I'll be talking to like a woman. We'll be having a good conversation. And then every now and then I'll hear from a woman and they'll say this to me, men have it easy. And I look at most of them and I just say, well, what do you mean by that? And then they go and they explain their list of reasons of why they think that men have it easy. And then I look at them and I always tell them the same thing. If men have it easy, well, I'll even say this, but I just question them with this. If men have it easy, then why is the suicide rate 80% men but only 20% women? If men really had it easy, that suicide rate would not be so high. Because I went into the math a little while back, that means on average, roughly every 3 minutes, a man in the US is not with us anymore.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I even think it's closer to 2 minutes now, based on how I think it used to be 4 minutes in like 2015. Then it went down to
Yeah.
three in like near 2019 to 2020, and then I think it's went even further down now that we're in 2024. I think it went down to, I don't think it's two. I think it's like 2:30 to 2:50 now. It's like something like that.
Yeah.
So in the time we just talked about this, someone has unfortunately done that. So that's what the problem is, right? And that's what I think. That's why I said that I think that this is such a huge issue that we need to take care of. Because I think cancer is like every 5 to 10 minutes someone passes away, which is still horrible. Don't get me wrong. I want cancer gone and kicked in the butt immediately. But we're prioritizing cancer for a reason, because it's dangerous and we need to get rid of it. So why aren't we doing the same with men's mental health? Now, we can't get rid of mental health. That's just a thing that exists. But we can get rid, or we can at least lower the suicide rate by just acknowledging that men matter all the time, no matter what, right? And I think that's what people are going away with. They're going away with the fact that, you know, I think that's the problem with, I think social media has played a massive input in it. Obviously, my job relies heavily on social media, so I'm not going to bash it too hard. But the bad side of social media is, you know, that garbage where it's like, oh, you don't matter, or you know, if you're a man, suck it up, get over it, you'll get over it soon. That kind of stuff. It's just kind of annoying to listen to that stuff. And I honestly, you kind of just have to ignore it because it's going to keep happening. No, it's not going to stop by any means. So yeah. No, you got anything to add to that?
Only thing I can add or think to you or really say would be, I hope one day I can live in a world where men are actually taught that opening up about their feelings is something that's okay to do. Because I know for a lot of men that we're all taught at a certain point in time that men don't cry, men don't show emotions, we just go to work and we provide essentially. Like, that's what we're taught we are. We're providers. But I hope that at some point in time, someone can actually look at a man and say, you're not just a provider, you're more than that, and that that's something that could be taught to a future generation, and we could actually have a healthy society. That is something I do hope for.
Yeah, I mean that's a good. I think that's how. I think that's a good, actually, a good segue. I think we transition into talking about, because we just you just said it's good to open up. So I think we do just that. So what I think we should, because we're up to 50 minutes here. I think well, a good thing to end on would be. Do you go okay over there? Your mic is going crazy.
Yeah, I'm good over here, just a little dry throat, man.
Okay. But yeah, so essentially what I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to basically talk about how I've managed my mental health, because I think that's how you open up. You talk about how you've done it, maybe if it's good or bad, you just do that. But what I'm going to say is, like, people that have listened to this podcast know that essentially I've been, what I do is essentially I'm religious. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm religious. And essentially, I'm not going to talk about it too much, but that has been a huge reason as to why I'm the way that I am. I've never really complained about much because I don't have much to complain about. And like my life isn't perfect by any means. No one's life is perfect. But even through the dark times, I've turned to religion. I've turned to the people that I admire, I've turned to the people that I trust, right? And that has been a huge reason as to why I'm like, I wouldn't say if I wasn't religious, I wouldn't be here. I definitely would be. But I think that that has been a major part for me. And, you know, if you're, even if you're not religious, it doesn't matter. You there's what I, my point is, there's an outlet for you somewhere, whether it be through, let's say gaming, whether it be through reading, like there's some activity that you could be doing that you must enjoy. And if you enjoy it, all great, pursue that immediately, because that's the best way to do it. For me, obviously, religion isn't like a hobby. It's a thing I actively do. But I will say that that has been a major piece as to why I'm so giddy all the time, why I'm so pleased all the time, like that kind of stuff. And like I said, obviously, there's times where I'm pissed off, there's times where I'm sad, there's times where I'm like angry at someone, right? That's always going to happen. But there's always a way around it. And for me, religion is that. And I definitely have thanks to give on that one, but that's how I handle mental health, right? I know that even though that something might be terrible that's happening right now, I know that I'm going to get through it with the help of like religion, obviously. So that's how I've done it, right? And obviously people are different. You might not be religious, you might be, and so you can relate to that if you are. But if you're not, that's okay. You can just find something that helps you in that regard. That way you can go around it. But no, you want to go over yours? How you handle it?
How I handle it is usually, wait, what am I talking about handling?
We're talking about like your mental state. Like if it gets bad, how do you? What's your best way of handling? Like we're just kind of opening up about how we do that.
My best way that I have found is a couple of different ways. The first, I usually go just grab a pen and a notebook, and I just write down everything that I'm feeling in that moment. Every worry that I have, every problem that I can think of, and I just write it down. And I do that until the notebook is full. And then I just keep going with that. And over the years, I'll go back and I'll look at those, and I'll realize that back then, I thought that that was a problem, but really, that was only a problem that lasted for a small amount of time that didn't matter all that much. And the second way is, if I'm really struggling, I will go and I will find just a playlist of music that I like and go for a walk. Really, it's quite simple.
Yeah, and when it comes to talking though, right? When it comes to talking, I kind of talked about who I talk to, right? But who do you go to when it's like when it gets really bad? Like is it your family? Is it your someone else you know? Like
Well, actually, as of lately, it's been, originally it was, someone else, but he's no longer with us. So, actually, as of lately, I've been, going to you and, a couple other friends that help and know how to help.
Yeah, that's good, because sometimes, like, a lot of people don't have great family situations. Not saying no, it doesn't. I'm just saying a lot of people don't. And you can't, like, sometimes you get a parent that tells you, hey, your opinions don't matter, like, whatever. And so that's terrible, right? So the best thing you can do is if you have a close friend, if you have a close relative that's better, then go to them and talk about it, because then you'll know they'll listen. You know they won't be like, oh, well, your opinion sucks. It's garbage. Go do something better with your time or whatever. Like, I don't know what they'd say, but, like, unfortunately, a lot of parents are like that. I'm very blessed to have parents that haven't said that ever. So they've actually said the opposite. Where they're like, hey, your opinions matter, your feelings matter, like, oh, that's all that stuff.
I've been the same way. I've been blessed to have parents that haven't been like that either. My mom, she's always been, you know, great whenever I need to come and just talk.
Right. But
all right.
You can keep going.
Alright. Well, actually, the other person I usually talk to about how I'm doing, because she gets me very well, is my grandmother, Jessica's. Not all my life, actually. So that's usually what I go to.
Yeah, they're not called old and wise for nothing. They are, they're
Well,
old because they're wise, Or
you.
that's actually the other way around. They're wise because they're old.
Yeah,
They
it's the other way around, but
been through a
yeah.
lot of stuff. Old people, especially, and old people, I don't think is a bad term because my grandparents are old. Well, I want actually they're only 60, which I don't really consider old because people lived to 80 to 90. So either way, but they've been through a lot. My grandpa and grandma were at the end of the World War II or whatever. So like that's, they've been through a lot, and so they have a lot of advice. And another good thing is they've made mistakes. They've been through their mistakes. They've been through mistakes. They've learned from them, so they can tell you about how to avoid those mistakes or learn from them even better. So it's really just the passing down of knowledge, and I think that's great because if you have someone you can go to like that's like a grandma, grandpa, whatever, and that they can bestow advice to you. They can bestow like challenges that they face throughout their life, like all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So, but
Yeah.
so I think the best way to end this episode, I think, is to essentially is to essentially say all because this is, I mean, I want to say our majority of fan base is males anyway, but all you women, we have a episode for you. There is a It's called Men versus Women, Why the Divide, and I think I kind of Noah touched on it just a little bit in his previous thing for a little bit there, is that there's always a division between men and women. I don't understand, like, yes, we're different. I'm not talking about the difference thing. There's always a division in terms of like hating each other. It's like, why have we chosen that this is the culture we need to do? It's like there shouldn't be a divide at all. And so go watch that episode. That episode's really good. It's called Men versus
Yeah.
Women, Why the Divide. I think it was like the third serious topic we've ever done. I don't remember exactly what number it was. But it's a really good episode, and I recommend you go check it out because it's really good, and I think that you're gonna really like it. But for all you men out there that are listening to this podcast episode, let's just have a moment for a second here and say that whatever you're going through right now, I know you're going through a lot. You can talk from experience. You're probably going through, you could be going through a divorce, a breakup, a traumatic event, a family member has passed away. Whatever tragedy has bestowed upon you that either currently happened or has been building up over the years, let's just take a second to sort of acknowledge that, hey, this happened. Instead of trying to build it up and let it build up inside of you, let's just I think the best way to put it is let's just let it out. Let's just release it. The past is the past. Nothing can change it. All you can do is look on towards the future with a smile on your face. I think that's the best way of going about it. And obviously, more traumatic stuff is going to happen. There's going to be more death. There's going to be more problems. There's going to be more conflicts. All that kind of stuff. That stuff's never going to change. That's just not. That's how life is. We have to accept that as it is. But what we can do is we can talk to each other. Now, I'm not saying that, all men, we gotta stick together. Those women folk are, they're crazy. No, I'm sure if you're a husband, for example, and listening to this, go talk to your wife. Go talk to your mother. Go talk to whoever. Go talk to, if they're a female, it don't matter. Go talk to anyone you need to. Because the most important thing, I don't care who you talk to, as long as they will listen and stuff. As long as they will listen, as long as they won't put you down for saying your opinions, as long as whatever, then you know that they're going to be good for to listen or to talk to. But as long as you talk to them, that's what's important. You have to talk to them. You can't keep building it up. You can't assume that you're going to be a burden to them, because guess what? The 9 out of 10 times, actually almost 10 out of 10 times, you will not be a burden to anybody. Because a lot of people have problems, sure, but people are there to help. If they're a good person, they're there to help. They don't care whether, whether they're working, they don't care whether they're in the middle of something, they don't care. If it's important, they will drop everything and they will talk to you, because that's all that matters in that moment. For example, I've had many friends like text me. Obviously, one of them is no longer with us, unfortunately. I talked about her a long time ago, but before she unfortunately passed away, she would call me up a good, like, I think we tried to call every day, but that didn't work out after she moved. But before she moved, she would call me up and she'd be like, hey, this is how my day went. It sucks. And I just, I don't know what to do, I think is what she would say a lot. And I would just be like, well, tell me how you felt about what just happened or whatever. And she'd be like, oh, well, I felt this way. I felt angry because this person did this. I felt sad because this happened or whatever. And I'd always be like, good. You're a first step away. You've done the first step. You've let it out. You've told me what's wrong. You've told me how you feel about it. You've acknowledged your feelings. That's another thing you need to remember is acknowledging your feelings and all that stuff. So you need to acknowledge it. You need to talk about it. And that's how that works. That's the best way to go about it. And so talking with someone is the most important thing you could ever do. So remember that is the first step. That's the only step that you can do yourself. Everyone else, it's their job at that point to listen, to acknowledge your feelings, to support you in your endeavors and all that stuff. But you have to make the first step. No one can make it for you. So I think the best way to do that is to just talk. Find someone that will listen. Find someone that will care. And just talk to them. But Noah, did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
No, I think that's the advice we could give is just find you trust a lot and just talk to them. Because the first step is always going to be you talking to someone. Because no one's going to ever know how to be you unless you tell them. So the best way to start it is just by talking.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's a. I mean, obviously, I think that's a good spot to end for this episode. We're about an hour anyway. Big surprise, big surprise. Noah has won the episode. Good job, you succeeded. You won. You got a winner's speech.
No, I know, but this was a very good episode. I enjoyed talking about it, and can't wait to keep doing this.
Yeah, and I think to equal it out, we'll have to do a female one later down the line in season 2 somewhere.
Course.
Because obviously, like I'm going to say this as much time as I need to. Women, you matter just as much. It's just unfortunate that men's are sheltered and yours aren't. It's still important to talk about it because that's still 20% of women are doing the deed, if you know what I mean. Not that deed, the other bad one.
yeah.
But either way, so we'll have to equalize it. There won't be the next one because it depends on who's the host. But I have an idea for the next one. But it'll be later in the line of season 2. But also, like I said, if you don't want to wait, go to the men versus women one. That one is a really good one because we talk about why there's such a divide and why it shouldn't exist because it's stupid. Yeah, there you go. John, do you have a losing speech? Because you're just such a loser. You're not here, man. No, you can.
Yeah, total loser, not here.
He's screaming from across the states. He's like, how dare you?
Just some way, somehow, whatever states he's in, he can hear us, and he's just like, God damn it.
His bald head is shining on our houses, burning them down as we speak.
Oh, no wonder it's getting so hot in here.
I was like, wait a minute. You guys smell burning or something?
Hold on, do I smell fire?
Do I smell fire? Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna do it for this episode, guys. Like I said, next week, so it's gonna be me and Noah for a while, I'd imagine. So I hope that's great. Noah has people talking in the background. I can hear everything they're saying, but whatever.
Not in me for that.
But yeah, so that's gonna do it for this episode, guys. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to provoke a conversation. That's the most important thing. This is not a laughing along the way type server, except for maybe the end part we just did. But it's this very serious topic, so we hope we provoked a conversation today, because that's all that matters. We want you to go talk to someone. If you're in a bad place, make sure you go talk to someone, whether it be your mom, dad, friend, sister, don't matter. Go talk to someone. That's all that matters. You can find me on YouTube. I'm not going to promote Twitch right now because, like I said at the beginning of this, I'm not streaming currently. So you can go find me on YouTube at FlabZexy Gaming. We do a variety of gaming content over there, horror games, platform games, action games, you name it. We do a lot of stuff over there. A lot of great community. And I believe when this goes live, we are having a huge season finale for the ARG coming soon, so make sure you go watch. Go on the channel to find it. It's going to be a massive thing. It's the end of season 10, which the season 10 is the big 1-0. So make sure you tune in for that. It's going to be awesome. And you can find Noah in two places. You can find him on Xbox/Windows at NoahDog54. You can also find him. He also has an Instagram account, NoahDog5434. And you can also find him on the Provoker's official Instagram account because he's the one that runs that. I think it's just called the Provoker's official. I think it's the exact name.
Yeah, it is.
And he runs that over there, so you can talk to him through there if you want. You can also get feedback and stuff over there as well. And you can also get notified when episodes go live. So there you go. Have that over there.
Speaking of the official Instagram account, post war stopped for a little while. Those will be returning in the not too distant future.
Yeah, yeah. And John, no one's promoting that guy because he's not even here. So he'll promote himself when he gets back. But you can find us on Patreon, like I mentioned at the beginning of this. You can find us on Patreon. There is the tiers that was the subscriptions. So if you don't mind subscriptions too much, we have ones ranging from $1 all the way to $100. If you pick the $100 one, you get to be on the podcast, and also we're gonna have to marry you. So that's how it works. It comes
pretty much.
But we have lower tiers for people that actually want to save their money and that want to just be a part of the action. If you become a Patreon on any tier, you become a part of the Patreon official Discord server, and you get to talk to us strictly in there. Now, John's not here to talk to you, so if you join now, then I guess you won't hear from him. But you can hear from me and Noah, and you can talk to us in our perspective dungeons, as you might call them. And of course we have the extended cuts. You definitely want to check those out. The extended cuts are really fun. They're instead of subscriptions, they're purely based on just buying them outright, kind of like you would buy at a store. And they're the beginning five start at $3, so you can dip your toes in and see if you like them or not. If you don't, then you only lost $3. It's like less than a McDonald's Happy Meal at this point. The rest are $5. So if you really like it, you can keep going from there. You get access to our Discord early server from that as well. Well, not from the extended cuts, but from the tiers themselves.
All right.
But that's gonna do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.